You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
Do you have a personal philosophy?
Yeah, I think it's the same as the business. It's no different. You know, I could have retired 10 years ago. I don't know to do what, which is why I'm not retired. If somebody says, well, you can retire, I say, and do what? And they say, well, you can travel, you can do this. I can do that right now. I can do that anyway. Mm. I own the business. I can be wherever I want to be. And the business I'm in, I can be anywhere because we can do the stuff we do here anywhere in the world.
Now, where did you get that? Because that's not normal.
That's not normal. Loved. We were on a cruise ship, and then we hung out over there for a while because we said, oh, this is cool. We think we'll stay a couple more days.
Yeah.
I got a phone. You know, my directors, the people here are self-sufficient, and I talk to my director every day. We just had to figure out with a 16-hour time difference when we were doing that. We touched base, been on multiple cruise ships. They got Wi-Fi.
They got Wi-Fi.
I mean, 20 years ago, this would probably be hard to do because the communication would not be as flawless as it is now. But I mean, you virtually be on the moon and have, you know, instant communication. So we just need to be in contact with each other.
Yeah.
I would pretty much say everybody on the staff says, oh, well, I'm going to take these 2 or 3 days off, but I'm taking my laptop. That means don't bother me for miscellaneous stuff. But if something comes up, you know, I'm available and I can get it on the lap. Everybody sort of has that attitude because I find it interesting that everybody's kind of, these companies are freaking out about the, you know, putting butts back in seats for, you know, remote workers versus not. It's really not about remote workers versus not. It's about real estate. Okay.
Yeah.
And if I got a whole lot of real estate, and I won't mention any people in this town that have a lot of it, I want butts and seat in that real estate. Because other than that, if I don't have real estate, why do you care? And I've had people challenge me and say, well, people learn better when they're under tutelage or they're watching somebody or doing something. Most people are doing both. My staff has always been spread out. You know, we got folks in Arizona, we got folks in Florida, we got folks in North Carolina. I mean, it doesn't impact what we're doing. And if we need to be together, you fly in and you're together, and then you know, it's like a basketball team. You say, okay, we're going to execute this plan, and everybody goes back the way they are and they do what they do. I think responsible adults, the key is if you hire good people, and those people are responsible to begin with, and they had the same philosophy that I have, which is, you know, we're doing what we do because we love what we do and we're helping people when we do it. It's no different than working for a nonprofit or any of those other things. We just sort of go do it. Now, if work is not what you want to do, then work is not what you want to do, and you're on the wrong team, and you know, we don't ingest those kind of people because that's not who we are. And we made a few mistakes along the way, but we normally get rid of them. And normally the group gets rid of them. Donica doesn't have to get rid of them. The group sees that this is just not a good fit. No, it's just not a good fit. And it's not a bad thing. I know IBM used to always have the philosophy of you fire people into a better position. Because the position they're in right now is not the one that they should be in. And people don't do well when they're not matched to where they actually need to be.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.